Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Welcome back to Soul Via Soul. It's the last week of February, and I have a confession to make. I've actually been struggling a little bit in my personal life. And I think as a therapist, sometimes we feel like we have to have it all together. Like we can't have moments of sadness or days of confusion or even just being okay with transition. So those of you who have been around with the Soul Via Soul community have seen, like, I keep changing hats. I think I'm this, and then I won't, no, I really need to speak to this, and I change, and I start speaking about healing, and then I change hats, and I start talking about self-love, and then I change hats, and I start talking about gut health. And the truth of the matter is it's all connected, and it all matters, and it's all in this big umbrella of wellness. But there's been a lot of changing of hats because there's been a lot of change in my own life. And I think, you know, our businesses, especially entrepreneurs, it's going to reflect what's going on in our personal life. And there's been a lot of transition, which I think is showing up in my business. And I just wanted to speak to that because I have for so long wanted Soul Via Soul to be this place where you have wellness, that is information that you can take and stick in your back pocket, so to speak, and literally change your life. And as a therapist and as a mental health provider, it's been my passion. It's what I do in my job, right? Like people come to me and I help them in their life. And this whole social media, marketing, podcast, how do I reach a larger audience? It's really hard. And it's hard because I feel like I've lost who I am trying to be so many things to so many people. And gosh, it is a reflection of my personal life because there's a lot of transition in my life. I'm an empty nester now. My baby is graduating from college next year. We've put 6 kids through school, and now we're getting ready to embark on an adventure where we are literally going to be nomads. We are on this path to be debt-free and living our dream life, traveling and working around the world. And that's terrifying. And along the way, there's been all these different transitions of who am I? Who am I to me? Who am I as a mother? Who am I as a professional? Who am I as someone who's looking at retirement? Like there's some big shit happening in my life, big stuff. And I think that that's coming out in my business, which is who is Soul Via Soul? What is Soul Via Soul? And even that name, what does it mean? I have struggled with that concept since I started because I am so impassioned about all of it. Gut health, mental health, physical health, nutrition, exercise, self-care, meditation, learning how to chase wellness and to let go of the familiar and to move into the uncomfortable. And I am literally doing that in the attempt to make my wellness the most important thing in my life. Because what is wellness? It has this umbrella of financial wellness, of physical wellness, mental health and wellness, energetic health and wellness, emotional. There's so many things when we talk about wellness that I feel like I keep talking about all these different aspects. And I don't do that to cause confusion. I don't do that to make it so that you don't know what we're doing from day in, day out. It's just that there's so many things to talk about when it comes to health and wellness. And this journey is really one of being okay with the transition, being okay with the soles of our feet are going to take us to new places, and they're going to bring new challenges and new ideas and new ways to explore and live life. And it's through the vessel of our bodies, how we love it, how we move it, what we put in it, what we think, that literally has the power to transcend and move our souls. It's that simple and it's that complex. And it's easy for me to talk about it, and yet it's also really hard for me to boil down bite-sized things that are going to touch on all those things. But that's my attempt and that's my goal, because it's in embracing all these parts of us, and especially with transition, because our lives are constantly evolving and changing. And rather than hide that, I put it on display for all of you to know that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to start over. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to start living a life that is meaningful to you. And it's okay to change hats. And it's okay to experiment with who you are, because who you are changes. And that's okay, because with each layer, you learn something new about yourself. Each time you try something new and realize, oh, that hat doesn't fit me, that's okay. You've learned something. So we're going to go along on this journey, and I'm so glad that you're here and you're going to come along with me, because it is a time of change. It's a time of rediscovering. It's a time of redefining. Life transitions happen all over the place. When we graduate from college, when we become adults working in the world, when we fall in love and get married, when we have a baby, when we lose a baby, when we get married, when we get divorced, when we lose a child, when we lose a parent. There's so many life transitions. And with that comes all these times that we redefine who we are. That's okay. It's messy. Life is messy. The idea behind Solvia Soul and moving into season two is that we're going to embrace the uncomfortable. We're going to invite the discomfort. We're going to step into the unknown together, because we don't grow when we're comfortable. And I'm literally going to be taking us through this transition in my own life and showing the messy, the scary, maybe the parts that aren't even like pretty. Like, social media is just all about being pretty and putting all your best foot forward. And that's great, but that's not life. And the way that we get from point A to point B is sometimes really messy. And sometimes it hurts. And sometimes it's painful. But that doesn't mean that it's not what we need to do. So there's been a lot of change in the business, because there's been a lot of change inside of my heart, inside of my soul, as I keep redefining what it is to be me. And I keep chasing and inviting and stepping into the unknown to be the best version of me, to put myself on the razor's edge of life and say, what's next? And that's a really hard thing to do. And it's scary and it's terrifying, actually. But every time I make a bold change, something really awesome opens up. But that doesn't mean it's scary in the process. So I invite you, as we start March, as we start into this new chapter, we're journeying together in redefining what it is to really love ourselves authentically, to be having deep conversations with what stirs our souls, and to have the ability to really love our bodies, nourish them with food, nourish our bodies with movement, to really open up the umbrella of what is wellness. And we're going to talk about all of it. We're going to talk about all of it. And we're going to create a safe space where we can pull down the mask and share authentically and be real, because that's where change happens. So I couldn't be more excited about this new community that I am creating for all of us to talk about all the pillars of wellness, what it's like to be a woman in every stage of life. And we're going to dive deep on certain topics. We're going to dive deep on things that matter, things that really move our souls as we're looking for wellness in body, mind, and spirit. Why are we here? And how do we create and cultivate a life that is meaningful, where we have tender love and deep connection and beautiful, evolving friendships, and a life that continues to open up and surprise us as we go from one adventure to the next? So I'm excited. I'm terrified. I'm scared. I'm all kind of things. But you're not alone, and neither am I, as we journey all along together on what it is to be deeply connected to our authentic selves, to reconnect to the part of us that is love, as we continue to journey and find what it is that moves our soul. So welcome to season 2 of Sylvia's Soul, as we embark on the biggest journey of my life, as I am redefining what it is to live a life that is, I guess, in some ways more terrifying than ever, as I literally let go of the things I'm familiar with and I embrace the unknown and I step into recreating and inventing the newest version of me. So I invite you on the journey. I don't know what it's going to be like yet, but let's go.